T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. It's a podcast. Did you like the photo of our podcast on YouTube yesterday?
I did not see it.
Same photo with just you and I looking like it was the 1800s.
And what was the topic?
I don't remember. Something about paying for things before electronics or something.
Yeah, I don't know what goes on with the YouTube. I occasionally don't think about it. And I'll occasionally will go look at it.
Just every day.
Just to see how terrible the numbers are. And I'll wander over there like, man, this is terrible.
We suck.
And I love seeing, because I love YouTube.
Yeah, so do I.
I watch it. You know, instead of like if you're in your house, you put the radio on, you put the TV on. I have on my iPad, I just put different YouTube things on that I like.
I've started listening to YouTube on the way home if I'm not listening to BT and Sal.
Oh, okay.
If I start a podcast or a show, it's on my phone because I'm logged in here. If I put it on my phone, it automatically picks up where I left off here. The technology is phenomenal.
It's tremendous. It's tremendous. So many times I'll just see these random videos that pop up, and I loved seeing, like, we're on WFAN.
Mm-hmm.
This is a powerhouse radio station.
Yeah.
Some might say legitimately, this may be the biggest radio station in the country. Like, because sports talk is bigger than music
for sure.
Now.
Yep.
New York City is the biggest sports. We may be on the biggest radio station in the country. We're definitely a top five radio station.
Agreed.
So we've got promotion. Like, people know we're on the WFAN page, which their YouTube page does very well. Our numbers are horrendous. There are some things I'll be like scrolling. It'll be like a 58-year-old woman, and the topic is how to clean a sponge properly.
8 million views.
It'll, like, lap our views.
Lap.
No, I'm saying, like, I mean, I don't see those like those, but there are some of the other, just a random person that put a YouTube video up, and it's got like a couple thousand views. We're sitting at like 600.
1,000. I'll give you a good one I saw yesterday. This, to me, was fascinating. So I bought a, I have a generator. I don't have the ones that the, I don't have the Generac ones that the guys had done, you know, through the gas line, or I don't have that. But I went out, I got a, it's a regular generator for $1,000.
So yours, that takes a regular gasoline and then it starts like a car engine.
Yes,
and essentially. And then powers certain items. You're not powering your whole house, but you're powering key items.
I have enough to power up basically the refrigerator, a couple of lights, and the sump pump. So that if in a storm like today, if we lose power, I can go run out, get that thing going, at least get the pump going so my basement doesn't flood again.
Nice.
That's why I actually bought it, because I'm tired of the basement flooding out 18,000 times.
And what's a generator like that cost that you're just...
That one cost me about $1,000.
Okay.
Nothing crazy, but it also wasn't $50 either.
Yeah.
So why this came across... Now, I looked into generators on, and on YouTube for reviews a year ago when I bought this thing 6 months ago. Why randomly this popped up yesterday, I have no idea, but it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. And it said, don't buy a generator. You have one already. Like, that's weird. I'm like, okay, I'm sure this is clickbait, but I'm going to click on it. And it's a guy showing how your car can power your house. It's fascinating.
How so?
There's this device you buy. It's an inverter for like $100. That's it. And it comes with the clamps for the battery. Dude, it's amazing. You open up your hood, you put the inverter in. It's not big. Big enough, though, for a couple of plugs. It's, you can sit it right in the middle of your engine in a good spot. You clamp the, you know, like the, like you have jumper cables, and turn the thing on. And it draws power from the battery. You then take an extension cord, and he shows you how to thread the extension cord, shut the hood so no one goes and steals anything from you, and then you run your extension cord through a window or your garage or whatever, and you've got power. And if the power gets low, you turn the car on. Like, wow.
Oh, so your car's not running this whole time.
It doesn't have to be, because the battery's powering it. So if you start using it for too long, just go turn your car on, and it'll continue to feed the battery. Yeah. Fascinating.
So I guess you could also then just get a car battery and have a car battery in your house.
If you have the inverter, I suppose so.
Yeah.
I suppose. That's a good question. I don't know. But that's where this was drawing the power from. But yeah, you might be able to do that. Temporarily, you could do that.
A quick fix.
Unbelievable. Like, that's wild.
Yeah, there's so many great things on YouTube.
Things you'd never think of. Never think of.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, I thought I might have a good YouTube channel.
Okay.
Because
an idea, you mean?
Yeah, an idea, because I always feel like you have to do something other people are not doing.
Correct.
But you have to do something that there are people that would watch
it. Mm-hmm, sure.
So...
Are you going to give this away?
Yeah, I'm going to give it away.
Okay.
Because I'll probably never do anything with it. This idea, like, everyone loves... pet videos online. Everybody loves pets.
Yeah.
But I am sure there are people in my position who love their pet as an individual living thing.
Mm-hmm.
You hug your pet. You smooch your pet.
You take care of your pet.
Take care of your pet to the point where you put your pet above everything else in your life.
Yes.
But you hate having that pet.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there, and we're not being supported,
right?
Because it's a bad look.
Right.
People think you really don't love your pet, and you're not smooching your pet, and you're not hugging your pet, and loving on your pet. Because if you go, I wish I didn't have this pet,
mm-hmm.
people think then you're going to treat the animal poorly. But I know there are people out there that need a support channel who have a pet and will not give up the pet. But really, we're like, I shouldn't have got this pet. And I don't know if there's
an OnlyFans channel then.
OnlyFans?
Because then the only people
then
that
it's
are...
hidden?
Well, it's hidden, sure, but it's also would be a community of liked... Like, you won't get hateful messages then, because the only way they'd get to you is if they subscribe. The only way they subscribe is if they're like-minded like you.
Yeah.
And it's like you're starting a community for people that love their pets but hate having their pets.
Yeah. Right. If I did that on YouTube, imagine the comments on all my videos.
People you're going like, to get hammered.
You're the worst.
Yeah, you're going to get hammered.
Your dog feels your negative energy.
People do say that.
Yeah.
It's so funny because in the NCIS Origins episode for Monday night, that was in that, where the guy's dog was acting all sad. He kept bringing it to the vet. The dog's not sick. What's the problem? And then the one doctor's like, you know, a lot of times pets mimic the personality of their owner or the emotions of their owner. And if you're constantly angry or bitter or sad, they will be angry, bitter, and sad. So, yeah.
This would explain why on Sundays my dog yells about the NFL. What's interesting is I actually do believe that my anxieties, my life anxieties that I have, the dog also has dog anxieties. I believe our anxieties are multiplying each other.
They clash.
And we're just a big ball of anxiety for each other.
Yeah, I could see that.
Perhaps. So I'm thinking of doing that.
I know we've talked about this, but have you taken seriously the idea of trying to go somewhere with a backyard? So that you don't always, I'm not saying you're not going to walk the dog. So I think it's a great activity, especially during the day, nice day.
Yeah.
And make it part of your routine. But to not have to walk the dog six times a day.
Yeah, I walk her four times a day, Monday through Friday, and probably five or six
On the weekends.
On the weekends.
And at all hours. When she's got to go out, you got to take her.
I have thought of it, but I was like, am I really going to buy a house based on a yard for a dog?
Yeah. It's not. See, I don't look at it that way as much as it's for your mental wellness. It's for you more so. And it's beneficial for the dog, for sure, but it frees you up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It has crossed my mind. It has. But, I've looked at places like with yards. It's not, I don't know. I also think it's, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what town I would go to that.
Could you, I'm being serious.
Would have that.
Would you be in the position to rent something that has a yard, keep the condo almost like it's a vacation home for you, where you're in Bradley Beach in the summer? And it's vacant in the winter. Could you do that or no?
I mean, I guess I could, but it would go against my trying to pay down the mortgage before I retire.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. I'm just thinking about you.
Also, I feel like, you know, you'd go through this, how long it takes to look for a home, to find a home, to do the, and then the dog will have a heart attack. I'm like, what am I, I'm just here, this big yard. What am I doing?
You'll be out there running around.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a very good point. That's true. The dog is not, you wouldn't think, going to outlive you. And something could happen anytime.
Anytime. That is true. I mean, it's possible the dog outlives me. I have a heart attack today.
We all could. You're right.
Right.
And that better not be a prelude to anything happening to us right now.
And if it does, this better be a very big video views, because that would be like, my gosh, these guys predicted their own heart attacks that day.
I'm not predicting anything. I got games to call this month. No.
I was trying to think, like, what other pets do you think, like, you have cats.
One cat.
You have one cat. You at one point had two cats.
Yeah.
Okay. So, give me a bad thing about having a cat. Like, there's got to be some negatives. There's negatives to everything. There's negatives to having children, even though we love our children. There's got to be some negative to having a cat.
I'll give you an annoyance. I wouldn't call it a negative. Annoyance. When she wants something in the middle of the night, she will knock stuff off your nightstand until you get up and give it to her. And there's no, it's not, you can't, you know how they say a crying baby, you got to wake them out and they'll go back to sleep. Oh no, we've tried. She will knock over everything. And then if that doesn't work, she will then jump on your head. And she's adorable. So that.
And what is she looking for?
She's hungry. And she's always got food down, but sometimes she wants the treats out of the bag.
And then if you, okay, so you give her the, let's say she has food.
Yeah.
She wants treats.
Yeah.
You give her the treats.
And she goes to sleep.
And then she's good for the rest of the night, or will she be like, you know what, I could use another treat?
No, we haven't run into that yet.
Okay, that's good.
It's usually, there's something that she wants in the middle of the night. She's going to let you know it. And you go down, take care of it, and then she runs off and goes to sleep.
Now, what if you had the treats in your room, so then you didn't have to get out of bed?
Nah, we don't do that.
No.
They stay in the cabinet downstairs in the kitchen.
So you'll go downstairs.
Yeah. Yes.
get this.
But other than that, I mean, I'm being honest. Nothing. They are, as I've said many times on this podcast, I never wanted cats. I never liked cats. I wasn't interested in cats until I was essentially forced to take a cat in. And I love dogs. I would not get a dog anymore. They're just so easy.
Yeah, the cats. I never understood the cat thing either.
I couldn't stand cats.
Like, I always thought it was always a little strange when a single guy would have a cat.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Like, they'd be like, is this man gay? He had a cat. Until Booker, who was a really cool guy.
Yeah.
Guy was on K-Rock in the afternoon. No one was cooler than Booker.
Yep.
He always had a cat as a single guy.
Why do you think that stereotype of cats
know.
Is... Cats come from the lion family.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like you were looked at like a puss if you...
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Right.
Had a cat.
As a kid.
I don't know.
As a kid, you have dogs. Oh, yeah, a cat. Why? It's so weird.
Very strange.
I know.
And it's funny. That never crosses my mind now.
Oh, and that, well, you're an adult.
I hope. The guy down the street, Simon, who gives my dog treats. Simon has a cat. And you know what that cat does? Chills in the window. I'm
yeah.
like,
oh, yeah.
This is such a pleasant thing to have a cat.
The one cat we have left is the one that we got from the North Shore Animal League, thanks to Boomer. And she is a lap cat like I've never seen. You can't sit down for more than 5 minutes without her. She gets right on your lap. She stretches out and basically goes to sleep. It's really
now, let me ask you great. This. You go on vacation, like you just went on vacation.
Yes.
A couple days, nothing crazy. What do you do with your cat?
So my brother will stop by once a day to clean the litter box, mm-hmm. freshen up the water, and put new food down.
And will he, is the cat interested in spending time with him? Like, will you have them hang out for a little bit?
I know in the past my mom has done that for us, and she will stay there for a half hour and play with the string thing and... She will. I don't know that my brother spent too much time. It was more he's working. But my mom has done that in the past, yeah. She'll throw the ball with her.
Yeah.
But they're just easy. I mean, we've even had times where, let's say, we're going to go to Atlantic City on a Saturday morning to go to use the pool at Borgata, stay there at night, and then come home Sunday. I don't need anybody for that. We load up. We make sure the litter box is clean. We load up the food. We put extra water down. We come back 24 hours later. There's plenty of food still. There's plenty of water, and it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always need someone coming through. You have to walk them or take them out.
Yeah.
It's just easy.
The cats are really the best because I was thinking of other pets, right? So birds. We know birds, if you don't pay attention to them enough, they get upset. They pull their feathers out.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Especially like the more intelligent birds, like the African gray, the other parrots, like that's why I even wonder, like if you go to work for 9 hours a day, is that bird pissed?
I don't know. I don't know. We had birds growing up. I don't ever remember the house being empty though.
Right.
Every
that was
day.
The thing when, right. Growing up, if you had a mom and dad and siblings, it seemed, especially back,
there was activity
back then. There was always something going on in the house.
That is true.
Cause we had a bird too. We had a cockatiel.
So did we.
Yeah.
So did we.
Those are cool birds.
Yep.
And yeah, there was just always action. You know, maybe a couple hours here and there.
Right. But you weren't leaving the bird from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day.
But I do wonder, like, what did we do with the bird when we went on vacation? I wonder if my grandmother would come over and hang out with the bird.
You ever think, like, that's a weird one, the bird?
Yeah.
Like, I can make a case, the dogs and the cats, at least they get to roam a little
They've
bit.
They've been domesticated to want to hang out with humans.
A bird by... supposed to fly.
Yeah.
And we put them in this 2x2 cage.
Yeah.
Just so we can look at. Right?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Here's a couple of seeds. Eat, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of a light? It's nothing.
Even, like, something simple like fish. If you have fish and you have a nice aquarium, you've got a whole atmosphere for them, right? And you
very
try
calming.
To make it. Yeah, it's very calming.
They don't have to worry about it being eaten.
They're not going to get eaten. There's... nice gravel on the bottom.
Yeah.
But like fish, do you think having a really nice fish tank would be nice?
Yeah, I mean, we had one when we moved into our, not this house, the last house. I went out and bought a big fish tank.
Yeah. Was it a pain in the ass?
Well, it got green 17 times before I finally got rid of it. Not very good with those things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. People say it's all peaceful and everything. I guess.
Yeah.
I never really took or thought too much of it.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to keep the water clean, you know? And also, you got to get the right fish. Like, when we first bought it, these poor fish didn't last so long because I didn't realize the fish were too small for the filter we had. And, like, day two, they died a very powerful death. Ooh. Because the filter sucked them to the side, and they died like...
Man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows, though,
I didn't
right?
know what I was doing. I tried, you know? But, yeah, it's...
There are companies that do, like, really hardcore fish tanks.
Oh, yeah. You ever see some in these rich people's homes where they look like it could be at SeaWorld?
Boomer Esiason.
They're so big. I mean, really, it's nuts. But yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of businesses out there for things like that. You can find whatever. You got poop pickup businesses. You got fish tank businesses. You got these, you know, extravagant pool businesses. If you can do it, someone out there is going to pay you. It's all marketing. That's the one thing I've learned. Marketing is really, you say it's half the battle. It's like 90% of the battle. I feel like you could probably sell anything if you knew how to market it the right way to the right people.
Yeah.
That's why I think your OnlyFans idea is a pretty good one. Or YouTube. I just think YouTube, you're going to get murdered.
Yeah, I'll get killed.
Yes.
No matter how nice I am about it.
I think you will get
how hurt. Loving I am, kissing my dog.
Because I don't know how you start that channel. Hi, I'm Al Dukes. I love my dog, but God, I can't stand her. It's a tough thing to do.
No, I can't stand the...
Having her.
The lifestyle that having a dog...
All right, the responsibility of having her.
And because there are numerous reasons not to get a dog, and I've checked off multiple boxes, which was a bad job on my part.
What was the... Let me ask you this. If you go back and think...
Yeah.
You knew a lot of those boxes were checked.
Yes.
What ultimately pushed you to do it?
You know what it was? I never do anything. I overanalyze everything, and I never make a move. You know what? This time I'm going to make a move.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah.
And you made a move with something you can't get rid of.
Yeah, the boxes I checked that I would check that are not great for having a dog. No backyard.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a huge one.
Yeah.
The number two, actually, I would actually say, yeah, that and what I did not realize is that of a dog's schedule of if you have weird work hours, whatever hours you're getting up during the week for your job.
Continue on the weekend.
You're also getting up on the weekends.
Yeah.
I thought that you had, when you brought your dog in, you had 8 hours. But that's not the case. These dogs have an internal clock. Just like I probably could leave my dog, like my dog probably knows, you know, that around 11:45 I come home every day. Whether I leave my dog at 3 o'clock in the morning, or maybe even if I left her at 2 o'clock in the morning, that extra hour, that's a lot of hours, but she's probably got the internal clock where she knows. Now, if I probably came home a half hour later, that might be a problem.
That
she might be like, no, yeah. This is when I go to the bathroom.
For sure.
So I think that's a tough one. And I also think another thing people have to really start to think about is how much a pet costs.
Mm-hmm.
As you've run into to things when your
vet
pet's
bills are expensive.
Vet bills, it's getting like, and it's very similar to what's going on with people health care, right? Which is, okay, you have health insurance, it's expensive, and then they don't want to cover.
Correct.
Something.
Or the deductible.
The deductible.
Is $2,000.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Which is fine if you have this emergency and you need a surgery that costs $80,000. I get that.
Right.
But you know, sometimes you don't even get to the deductible and you're getting these bills for $200, $300, $400, $500,
yeah.
Which may not be life-altering, but when you live your life on a budget,
yeah,
and you know they want their money like tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing. I remember growing up when we would have lingering medical bill. I always remember my mom. She'd go, you know, okay. She'd call them. And, yeah, 50 this month, 50 next month. We'd be fine.
As long as you were paying. So.
Yeah. Now it's, if you send them a partial payment, like the next day you get the bill again. Excuse me. This was due in full. Did you not read that? Like, send us our money. It's really something.
Yeah, they'll even say that sometimes when you go into the vet. Yeah. They'll be, and this service will be due in full at the end.
Yeah. No. The vets, there's no billing. This is how much it is.
Yeah, that's true. There's no billing.
I mean, holy
crap. You pay before you leave.
It is really something. I told you I have the Julius card. I got a $4,000 balance on it.
The Julius credit card.
Yeah. I basically pay that like $100 a month.
Yeah.
I haven't really put much of a dent into it yet.
Yeah.
But God, yeah, it's great. It is expensive. You know, the same way that having kids is expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously not as much. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. But, you know, people don't think when they have kids, your life is going to get more expensive. It just has to. Same thing with pets. It's going to get more expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, crazy.
Hmm.
Crazy.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We're going to show back up here tomorrow at 5 a.m.
Which is good because I woke up yesterday thinking it was Friday. So tomorrow will be Friday.
Tomorrow's going to be actual Friday.
Nice.
We're going to come here at 5 a.m. We're going to sing about cool games. We're going to talk a little bit about the Ravens-Dolphins game from tonight. The World Series not tonight, right? That's tomorrow.
No, tomorrow.
We could preview that, Jerry. And multiple sports adjacent topics.
I like it.
5 a.m. Until then, see you!
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.